Caroline?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a live show?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Do you want to go to Brooklyn and do a live show?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Guys, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. We have our first live show in an act of sheer hubris. We're four episodes in and we decided,
you know, we got enough.
We got to do a live show, baby. So Caroline and I will be bringing good Christian fun to the Bell House in Brooklyn.
To the Big Apple.
To that big old apple.
I'll take a bite out of it and then share it with my husband.
Hey, Caroline. Okay. Caroline, what day is that going to be?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's November the 19th.
Yes.
In Brooklyn.
Which is a Sunday, which is...
Guys, it's going to be a Sunday evening service.
A beautiful service. We're going to dim the lights. We're going to have a communion.
We're going to keep that Sabbath holy as hell, bro.
That's right. You're going to be observing.
Yeah. So it's going to be cool. We're going to be coming to the Bell House in Brooklyn as part of the Brooklyn Podcast Festival. Tickets are on sale this Friday, September the 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right.
This will be our first live show. We're so stoked about it. Yeah. We're going to have so much fun. We'll have music. We'll have guests.
I'm going to do my tap routine.
Okay. Well, we'll talk.
I'm going to stomp the boards.
But we actually already know the topic for this episode.
That's right.
We thought it would be fun for our first live show to do something more visual in nature. So we will be covering the movie God's Not Dead.
Yes.
At the Bell House in Brooklyn, November the 19th at 7 p.m., our good Christian fun Sunday evening service.
So you have time to do your homework if that's your thing.
You got time. You can rent it. It might be on streaming. I don't know.
Go figure it out.
Figure it out, fellas.
Be resourceful for once in your life.
Whoa. You okay?
No.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale this Friday. We hope you come out.
We look forward to it.
Yeah. Please don't disappoint us for our first live show.
Please don't make me look dumb in front of all my friends and my mom.
I took a Pokemon Go to the poll on Twitter like a month ago. Like, hey, I have a podcast. I'm not going to tell you about it. And a bunch of you said you would come.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping you do. We really hope you do. We hope you can make it. We're going to have so much fun. We're so excited for it. So yeah, Brooklyn, November 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday.
On our website or at the Brooklyn Podcast Festival site.
We'll post the links. It'll be on our social media at Christian Fun Pod. It'll be on our Facebook. So you can find it. Thank you. And may God continue to bless
and keep you.
Good Christian fun.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Veggie Tales. Sorry, it's still stuck in my head. Let's talk about some singing vegetables, shall we? Created by Phil Vischer and Mike Naraki under their company Big Idea Productions, VeggieTales is a CG animated series that debuted in December of 1993, starring a set of anthropomorphic fruits and vegetables who live on a kitchen counter and act out stories from the Bible and sing silly songs and teach kids the Christian virtues of kindness, honesty, and trusting in the Lord. Bob and Larry, the hosts of the show, voiced by Phil and Mike respectively, are the classic comedy duo, an earnest tomato and a silly cucumber who does not like to be called a pickle. This Laurel and Hardy pair is the heart and soul of the series. Though the show was an unexpected success, the behind-the-scenes production was fraught with a surprising amount of bad luck, but not at first. Soon after VeggieTales debuted, it exploded into a multi-million dollar business, going on to sell over 75 million videos worldwide. But back in the early 2000s, Big Idea was hit with two big blows. First, they were sued in a complicated distribution lawsuit and lost. A few years later, they released their first film, Jonah, whose slight success was slight enough to be considered a major loss leader for the company. But in a lengthy blog post detailing the rise and fall of his mini empire, Vischer claims this isn't what broke them. The fundamental issue was a good-hearted, if foolish, ambition. Wanting to grow Big Idea into a media company like Nickelodeon or Disney, Phil and his team wanted to grow big and grow fast, perhaps beyond what a small, though profitable, but very small business could accomplish. A series of unfortunate money and marketing miscalculations led to huge profit drop-offs. After the in-company screening of their first movie, Phil and the leadership announced that their wrap party would be canceled and more than half the company would be laid off. I say all this not just because I'm a marketing geek myself, but because it tells the meta story of this show. Phil and Mike, can I call them real life Bob and Larry? started with their big idea, hoping to make kids' entertainment better and more meaningful, and made that big idea bigger, and ultimately lost it. But the story is not all sad. While Phil and his team may not be at the helm of their dream company anymore, the Veggies have managed to live on through Netflix, the patron saint of dead shows. Bob and Larry have continued to tell stories, sing, and tell kids that God is bigger than the boogeyman. So we went back to the beginning and watched the first video, Where's God When I'm Scared? And we're going to talk about it today on Good Christian Fun.
I want something else to get me through this. Send me good Christian fun. Amen, amen. Oh. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're here to have a little bit of good Christian fun. Let's try again. Have a little good Christian fun.
Damn it.
Let's try it one more time. We're having a little good Christian fun.
I won.
Caroline, what is Christian fun? What are we doing here? What's good Christian fun?
We are here to talk about Christian pop culture.
Kristen Wiig movies.
Kristen Bell.
Bridesmaids. Mother. Did you know she's in Mother? Spoiler, she is.
Christian pop culture. So the world of music and movies and books and speakers that Christians make. And sometimes it is funny and sometimes it is great. And we're not here to...
Sometimes it's great.
Just sometimes.
We're not here to make fun or bash or make fun of anyone's belief system.
No.
We're also not here to proselytize to you and make you go to church. We're just here to say, what the heaven is going on here? What is this stuff?
Well, what a hootenanny.
What a hootenanny. So, Caroline, I must ask the question we always ask at the top of the show. How's your heart?
Oh, my heart is good. Yeah. I just made a nice balsamic glazed chicken that I'm getting to eat.
So topical. Topical to the hour.
Food is always topical to my heart.
Sure.
So I'm feeling good. How's your heart, Kevin?
My heart is okay. It was bad.
Oklahoma?
Okay, because you were just in Oklahoma.
I also was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I guess it's back to me. Okay. I was in Oklahoma. It was a great time. Saw my family.
A little heart check-in boomerang is what we call it. Sometimes listening is waiting your turn to talk.
To talk about myself again.
No, Caroline, did you know that both of us are from Oklahoma?
So for like... probably 3 years, I kept forgetting that Kevin was also from Oklahoma. And
I thought I forgot that you were from Oklahoma.
No, I think it was the other way around. Well, okay. I'm not from Oklahoma. I just have a lot of family there. Okay. And so every so often, Kevin would say, did you know I'm from Oklahoma? And I would be shocked that he was. And I was like, wow, we're all connected.
I think it's shocking that anyone is from Oklahoma, much less good friends of mine that I love. But guys, we got a topic.
How's your heart? We didn't get to hear it.
I mean, it's really...
It's okay.
Well, it was okay. I went through some strange things a la Randy Newman last night.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't talk about
that. Yeah, what happened?
That might be more of a...
You're doing a British accent. This is weird.
It might be more of an OMC, and that's an off-mic conversation.
Okay, Richard Stussy. No,
he's not Richard Stussy.
Oh, yeah. What is he?
He's Satan, I think.
Yeah,
Fargo season 3 was good.
Yeah, sorry.
At the end.
We're talking about Fargo.
It's okay.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear that later. And I'll tweet out to all the listeners so they know what happened.
No, but it really is good. But I feel like heart check-ins, we should be honest. Like, our heart's not always good, right?
Dang.
We're going to do 1,000 of these things. One time we're going to check in and it's going to be like, my heart is garbage today. It's a pile of trash.
Just today?
Yeah, I mean... Sure.
What I'm saying is your heart is garbage all the time, but I don't mean it because we're friends.
What a strange encouragement. And speaking of strange encouragement, our topic today is VeggieTales. And
yes,
we didn't want to tackle this topic alone. By the way, VeggieTales, Where's God When I'm Scared, is available in its entirety on YouTube.
Yes,
as of recording this, maybe it'll get yanked off by the time.
Oh, I hope not. It's pretty short, though. It's like 35...
It's 27 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's 27 minutes, so... Yeah.
Not much of your time.
No.
Not much of your time. But we couldn't do this alone. We needed a special guest.
Yes.
To help us out with this. So, let's introduce our special guest.
Get ready.
Ooh, boy. Whew. Mystery, who could it be?
Oh.
Well, you might know her from her Twitter. She's a writer, she's a comedian, and she's a yoga instructor and a model. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Alexis Novak! Wow. Look at her come in the room.
She's high-fiving everybody.
And she's sing your praise to the Lord. Come on, everybody, sing up the scene one more. Hallelujah, give the praise to the Lord. I should learn the words to this because we're going to use this every episode.
I like you scatting it better. Alexis, welcome.
Amy Grant.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for
I'm
being
wearing
here.
A $15,000 gown.
That is true, and you can't
see
it.
It's like a rare bald eagle meat.
We'll put the link where you can buy that.
That was the most expensive thing I could
use
think
my
of.
Code. Alexis Meat 50.
Alexis Meat 50.
Meat MEAT.
50% off your bald eagle dress.
Yeah, that's fair. Alexis, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
today.
For having me.
Now, guys, this is the part of the show where we ask our guest about their faith history or their lack of faith history,
yeah.
Their relationship with God, the ideas of God,
yes.
And religion.
How are you tangentially related to this?
However, I want to codify this in a specific way because there is a listener that did us the honor of reaching out and giving us an amazing term for what this could be called.
Oh my gosh.
And that listener's name is Andrew Cook. And he suggested that we call this part the guestimony.
that's so perfect.
This is the part where we transit. Thank you, Andrew,
oh,
for
Andrew,
that term.
You nailed it.
Amazing.
That's great.
You're a better host of the show than we are already.
We quit. You
so,
get it.
Alexis, it's time for your guestimony. What is your relationship with God, the church? What was it like growing up? What was your exposure to Christian pop culture?
I was raised Catholic.
Yeah. Shout out.
There's a Catholic in the room. He just sits in the corner in case someone mentions his religion.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Sacrament.
Transubstantiation.
Who's confirmed?
Yeah.
I was raised Catholic. I was confirmed. My stepmom is extremely Catholic. So it was, we would go every single Sunday, never miss church.
Mm-hmm.
I would sometimes go to the youth group on Wednesday nights.
What is Catholic youth group like? Because I know it Christian Protestant youth
yeah,
group.
Yeah,
it was probably yours was probably more fun. I'll
was
be
yours
honest.
Like more of a school kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, kind of. It was.
Or am I thinking of Sunday school?
It was a lot of guilt. Like it was like don't French kiss. Don't.
Oh yes.
Touch people. And then we did pick out. I do still remember this for some reason. We got to pick out a saint that either had our same birthday or the same name.
Oh, really?
And do what?
Oh, that's how you had to pick it? Just name or birthday?
Yeah.
Like
or
a horoscope?
Like,
yeah. I was going to say.
That's, yes. It was exactly like that.
Right, you couldn't pick one that was like more related to your needs?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we picked one, they probably would have been like, yeah, sure, whatever. But okay. There obviously was not a Saint Alexis yet.
Not yet.
Well,
this podcast hasn't come out
yet. You could do a lot
yet.
With your life.
Yeah. So and there wasn't one on my birthday. So they were like, just pick one close. And it was Saint Maria that I got.
What's her deal?
Yeah.
She was the saint of women who were exiled for being like bad women.
Ladies,
so
we can all relate.
I mean, honestly, out of all of them, she would be the one that I would connect with.
She was like
Saint
the forerunner
Maria.
To post-election Hillary.
Basically. Oh my gosh.
No, yeah. And that's sad. Listen,
yeah.
It's sad. I'm not reveling in that at all. I'm just saying that's kind of a forebear. Of
Saint Maria. Did she get exiled? Do you remember any of her story?
Did she win the popular vote?
I think she won the popular
vote.
No, I think that she got, like, I'm sure that things did not go well for her.
It usually doesn't
that
for a
time
saint.
Yeah
yeah
so
or most women
or women in general
yeah just to be in the
across
lady.
The board from yeah. then until
things
this
did
minute.
Not go well so.
That's true. You are our first female guest. We've had two cisgender white men on the show before.
The energy in the room is electric. It's great.
Yeah,
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's it feels shrill and emotional in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, it feels a little like, ooh, everyone's kind of off kilter and maybe on their period or something.
It's like, yeah. Am I doing a podcast or going shopping?
Are we getting synced up or something?
The hackiest jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so after, I had a lot of questions being raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of questions that were I was not able to get answered.
That you would ask in your youth group, maybe, or ask your mom?
I would ask my stepmom, yeah.
Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, like, I would ask... Well, something that I did mention to her, which she actually... I don't think she knew how to answer it or what to do about it, but I was like, why do they always ask us for money?
Mm.
Like, every time. I was like, can you still be a good Catholic when you don't give the church money? And then my follow-up question was like, okay, so you're giving the church money now. What if you need money later? Do you ask the church then to help you?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, no. And I was like, okay, really? So is it just for the stained glass? What? I don't understand.
Is it this cool wafer budget?
How much does the priest dress cost? I don't know. So, yeah.
Alexis Novak, 50 to get a discount on your priest dress.
On the priestess
dress. If you want
dress,
the priestess dress.
Sure.
As well. This is also, I pulled all of my designs from Lady Gaga.
Gaga? Wow. And I will say, I feel like I have a good anecdotal handle of all the pitfalls and failures of what like tithing or giving financially
mm-hmm.
in the Protestant church looked like. I don't know that much about how it functions in Catholic culture. Mm-hmm. Was it super emphasized every time?
I mean, there would be entire sermons dedicated to saying, you know, if you want to be a good Catholic, you will give your money. Even if you don't have the money to give, God would have given his arms and his legs and his clothes off his back. So goodness. If you have to save a little bit and, you know, not get that cup of coffee or whatever in order to give to the Lord, then that's what you should do. And it was like really like driven home.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where I asked a question about it, which I never listened to the sermons,
and
really.
That was one of the first things. It was like, ping, like, what is going on here?
Yeah, there was that. There was, the guilt was a lot of stuff, too, because I didn't quite understand. I mean, when I was young, I didn't really understand their view on, like, homosexuality or different things like that. And then as I started to get older, I was like, okay, all right, now I don't understand. I'm really not understanding now.
Yeah.
When I went to college, kind of transitioned out of that. It really upset my stepmom. Mm. I started to do yoga teacher training, which...
Demonic.
We are satanic.
Yeah.
I remember growing up and hearing preachers say, oh, yeah, yoga's demonic.
Yes.
Next.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, obviously, of course it is.
My stepmom didn't know what it was. She called up, like, other aunts and uncles of mine and asked, like,
to find out.
What is Lululemon? Like, she had no.
Is that a chant?
Yeah. And she really thought it was another religion. I'm a yoga instructor. And
so she thought you were maybe entering a cult.
Oh, yeah. And when she came to my...
She was losing you to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I had to explain it to her. And through yoga, I got a little more connected with my spirituality, not fully connected. I kind of fell off the wagon for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually got my stuff together and found meditation and Zen teachings. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of where I've landed as... part of a program that I'm in, they talk about, they refer to God, and God is like a big overarching thing. So that would be my current that I believe in.
That's cool. Would you still go to Mass if your stepmom was in town or something? Are you kind of like,
So I always go to church with her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, something that I do with her because it is so special to her and means so much to her that it's like, my brother, he has a very unique relationship with the church as well.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I both have talked about like, we do go to church with her still.
Yeah.
So that is something on Christmas I go to church or if I'm home for Easter. So
yeah. That makes sense.
I feel like sometimes when it's part of like family traditions and kind of rituals that it more becomes kind of a gift you give to your family members of like, I'll show up.
Oh, yeah.
Even
oh, yeah.
if
it's
I'm
an act of generosity.
Checked out or don't care. It's like me going to like a football game with my brother. It's like, sure, fine.
Yeah.
Is this the same thing?
Yeah. No.
Well, football is satanic now, too.
Right. Touching the skin of a pig makes one unclean. Leviticus 11:7.
It's in there. Read it.
Going to church with my stepmom is on Christmas is one of the funniest experiences ever.
Why?
Because my family, they drink a lot, and so she gets like blitzed.
Before she goes
on communion?
Well, we do. No. Before we go to midnight mass.
Let's pass the cup once more.
Again.
And her sister, they're big drinkers, and they always get blitzed, and then we go at midnight.
Oh my gosh!
And so
sounds
we light
so fun.
The candles, and me and my brothers. I mean, I can't explain to you how funny it is
to see your mom and your aunt just
she literally one year said, "This is your song to Joy to the World." Literally slapped her like she was in like a bar and was like, "This is your song."
Well,
like,
to be fair, that's the Catholic Church's "Don't Stop Believing." Like equivalent yes. wise, that would be
it. Really is. But and they have the candles. Funny. She's almost like lit people on fire before with the candles because she's been like falling asleep. And my brothers and I are just like,
"You got to see that."
What are we doing here?
I feel like there's going to be a particular midnight. Set of memories that all of us have that grew up with this or part of this associated in particular with Christmas Eve candle stuff.
Yes.
I remember Galifianakis once said the hardest he's ever laughed is it was his dad doing something with a candle.
Well, they were doing the thing where, you know, everyone's like lighting their candles together at the service.
Or something like that. I'm sure we all have some version of like, and that because I remember mine. It was my dad. Like it was lit too much, and he was dropping wax like an idiot. Gosh. And he was like scolding us for not doing.
Oh, yeah,
anything.
I remember as a kid definitely getting wax all in my hand, and or just like touching it, and when I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
It's like you don't give a child fire at church. I'm going to look at that the whole time and want to mess with stuff.
Yeah, and that's in Proverbs 30. You don't give a fire to a child, or they're going to look at that. And they will.
And they will
give a kid a fire, light his heart
forever.
Forever.
Mm. That is what the saying is.
It's my favorite verse.
How many pastors do you think have come out in the last, I'll say, 2 years at Christmas Eve and looked at all the candles and said, "Wow, the Holy Spirit truly is lit AF." How many people, like just like ballpark average?
I hate you.
Guys, only Reverend Ron.
Should we get into our topic?
Yes.
Okay, let's dive in. Come on, let's go. All right, this is Veggie Tales.
Yay.
Veggie, what's everyone's connection with Veggie Tales? We all might have one.
Yeah, have you watched Veggie Tales ever?
I did watch Veggie Tales as
growing up.
I think my little brothers watched it, okay. So I watched it like in passing. I had never sat down and watched an actual episode.
Until today, baby.
Charming little vegetables they are.
Listen, well, I remember this one and probably whichever one, the bunny, I did it for
the bunny.
I
love the bunny.
Yeah.
I don't love my mom or my dad, just the bunny.
Yeah. Which, listen, at
I
this point,
about that.
There's over 50 of these. So, VeggieTales videos.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do them all.
We're going to do them
all.
Are we
going to
do them all? Listen, some of them are probably bad.
I would.
Well, okay, I have no like specific memory of it other than watching these. It's like, I know this song.
Yes.
I know this song. And that's the thing with like, I feel like music and TV shows, even like 2 years after the fact. Like I just saw Kingsman 2. I couldn't tell you three things that happened in Kingsman 1, which came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I forget movies and TV shows all the time.
So fast.
Music, I feel like it's just kind of there forever and to
well,
some
especially
capacity.
Especially when it's a funny song.
Super
you know.
Catchy. What was your attachment to Veggies?
Oh, you're going to find out I adore this show.
Okay.
I cannot hold back how much I do. But I grew up watching it. I feel like we didn't have the full set or something. Like I think I have maybe 10 VeggieTales videos in my head that we watched all the time, like in conjunction with all of our Disney and Animaniacs and all that stuff. So,
yeah, so it's part of the regular rotation.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure we had some CD too that we listened to in the car. which further like indoctrinated every song into my head forever.
Veggie Tunes. Is this, I'm holding Veggie up the Tunes. Album cover. Is this cover in particular familiar?
Oh my gosh. Larry is Elvis. Wow.
Larry is sweaty Elvis. There's beads of sweat going down his little cucumber head.
Larry the pelvis.
Larry and the pelvis.
Never mind.
What?
Nope. Man, there's so many like visual things, even just watching this episode when we start talking about it, of like seeing the yellow counter tile and the jars on the counter when they're talking was such boom. Like a boom flashback of like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I don't think ever as a kid I realized they were on a kitchen counter.
Where did you think they were?
In space where there's tiles? I don't know. It just didn't occur to me at all. Like I did not get the grasp how cute that was.
Well, there's something about it that's cute. There's also something about it that's, why would someone take out vegetables on a counter? Well, usually you would do that if you're about to
cut them,
prepare
up.
Them.
No. They would never do that, right?
So I'm proposing that all of VeggieTales, all of it, is an occurrence at Owl Creek situation.
What's occurrence at Owl Creek?
Or occurrence at Owl Creek is where the guy's, a whole story flashes in his head the 2 seconds before he's hung. You know what I'm talking about? Do you guys know this short story?
Wow.
Or it might be occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge or something. By the way, real quick, before we go on, Caroline, pine pajamas might refer to a coffin or casket.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to everyone. That must have been really aggravating to hear us go on and on about it. So it's just a very common turn of phrase. This is from our previous episode.
But I just wanted to catch it before we went on. Okay. Yeah. Pine pajamas, coffin, casket. We're all on board.
Pine pajamas.
Yeah. Mm. Also, an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, if that's what it's called. Check it out. It's a pretty good story. But I'm contemplating that every episode of VeggieTales takes place in Bob and Larry's minds right before they're chopped.
Oh my gosh.
Is that messed up?
Well, they keep coming back over and over, so that doesn't make any sense.
Well,
unless it's a reincarnation storyline as well.
Yeah, that's right. I think that makes sense.
In my head, it was after somebody tripped on acid.
No, I mean, listen, I can see how this is. And this is just a boring guy from Iowa's contemplation of what an animated show should be.
Yeah.
A talented guy.
I do have a little backstory on why they are vegetables. A little
and
trivia.
And not fruits?
Well, they are fruits as well. But actually, one of his first characters that he animated was a bar of chocolate that talked.
This is Phil Vischer.
This is Phil Vischer, yes. Mm-hmm. The guy who kind of created this with Mike. And his wife was looking at it, and she's like, that's good. But if this is a kid show, you should encourage them to eat healthy. And so that's why he changed it to vegetables.
Oh.
So there was there was a point where he's like, should I just make it marshmallows and Kit Kats and
lard
lard and cake tails?
If that's what this show was, my little brain would have never turned it off. Oh my gosh.
Now
it's a cake fiend.
When it comes to tails, do you prefer veggie or duck?
Veggie.
What about the music? DuckTales theme song versus VeggieTales theme song?
Oh,
a woo woo is very iconic.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say VeggieTales again.
Really?
I don't have a lot of connection to DuckTales, so I'm not the person to ask.
Duck blur.
There's a British version called Small Potato Rock that's kind of similar to this, but they're all potatoes.
Really?
And it's the cutest thing ever. They go, Small Potato Rock. And they all have little accents, and he's like, hello, I'm a potato.
British voices in kids' shows are so soft and soothing and almost ASMR.
Yes.
Except for Archibald in this one, guys.
Oh, no. It's raining.
Wait, did the potatoes tell you about the Lord and Small Potato Rock?
No, they
don't. Not interested.
Oh. They talk about L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
You know, kids, if you want to get your theta count up.
O.T.
Hey, ask your mom and dad if they're being a good mom and dad or being a bit of an S.P.
A little bit of a squirrel.
And then there's thunder and they're like, oh no, Leah Remini's here.
Oh no.
You know Jason Mraz wrote a song about it, right?
About Leah Remini? Who did?
Yeah, Jason Mraz.
About her?
It's called, it goes, it's the Remini.
Oh gosh.
That's his song. You guys didn't know that? You guys did?
Well, we could just talk to each other, Alexis. No, but, you and me.
Guys, wait, can you see me anymore? Am I still here?
So anyway, VeggieTales is amazing.
Guys, okay, so it's VeggieTales. This came out in 1993. There's two tales to this. There's Tales from the CRISPR, the one where Junior Asparagus gets
yes.
a little scared. And then there's, they just call it Daniel in the Lion's Den. They don't really spruce that up or sprout that up.
Right. Which, the do they do one. That? I think they do that in almost all of their like mainline videos, is they do like a little bit of a tale about some question that they get from QWERTY, the computer, mm-hmm. and then they do a Bible story that also relates to it.
I don't
know. And then the silly song in the middle.
Well, when did you fall off with it? When did you stop watching it?
It's got to be like late 90s, probably.
Late 90s. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Caroline, and she said, oh, yeah, Laura the Bean, that one's good. And I was like, that came out in 2005. We were in high school. What are you doing?
Beyond. I don't know what. I don't know what Lord of the Bean is at all.
It's. I mean, it's what it sounds. It's a Lord of the Rings. It looks really funny.
That's great. Oh my gosh.
We'll see, because there's a shift as you touched on in your intro. There's a shift where Phil Vischer lost control of
yes.
it. And now it was bought by a company that got bought by DreamWorks Animation.
Right.
And now it's on Netflix. I tried watching one of them.
Oh, yeah. Did
Veggie
you?
Veggie Tales in the House is what it's called.
No, well, there's Veggie Tales in the House and there's Veggie Tales in the City.
Veggie Tales in the City. Chris
yeah,
Tomlin
they have a
sings
new song.
A theme song. Yeah. It's all, and it's like, it's the dumb, at least in the 10 minutes I watch or try to watch of one.
Yeah.
It's the dumb version of the original.
Oh, no.
And it is just like, it's just like, yeah, kids don't care. Kids are idiots. They'll watch anything. You know?
Just, oh, so it lost like all the wit or the heart, maybe.
Well, they recast everyone except for Bob and Larry. So Junior Asparagus is voiced by...
Oh, you're saying all the voices were miscast, but...
No, the voices were recast in this new one.
But
and the designs are changed. Did you see the new designs?
Yes.
They're kind of spooky looking.
I didn't see. I'd like
so
to
the new,
see.
Yeah, I'll pull
well,
one of them up.
Phil Vischer's is so rudimentary that anything like with texture looks like, whoa. Like,
well, that's the
garish.
Thing too, is that this is 1993. This is pre-Toy Story.
Yeah.
Pixar was not even quite a thing by this point. And it is very, like watching it. And we watch it on like a bad YouTube copy, but... Mm-hmm. It is so primitive.
Yes.
However, I found it to be charmingly so.
Yeah,
because
I did too.
It did feel like a Terry Gilliam animation in a Monty Python movie yeah. or something, where it's like very like. And I don't think comedy doesn't need that big of a budget to succeed, and especially for stuff like this. Like SNL is like the best produced comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
I think to a fault, where it's like you're set. I think Bob
like it's almost funnier when they're like wigs aren't right.
When it's kind of crappy looking. Yeah. Okay, so we all know what the old VeggieTales looks like. I'm going to show this picture to Alexis and Caroline now. And you can look it up at home. VeggieTales in the House or whatever. This is what the new ones look like. It's a little too intense. It's
I
almost
don't like seeing Bob with blue eyes.
It's almost like an anime version of it where their eyes are huge and... Yeah, it's just a whole different
whoa.
I don't
sack of
like
potatoes.
It because they're not... What?
They're not what? I agree.
Well, no, they're not vegetables anymore.
Yeah,
now they're just little shapes, little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do kind of lose
I mean,
that.
They are vegetables, but it's like, I don't believe them. They walk in, and I'm like, you're not a vegetable.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Let me see your ID.
Yeah, like they're almost too human.
Yeah.
They've gone too far in the human.
They just look like creatures. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're little shapely creatures. Don't need that.
Basically, don't change anything from our youth or we'll hate it.
Well, I'm trying to think of
I
like,
wonder if kids like it now. Like, does it have the level of popularity that it did?
It does well enough that Netflix has done multiple runs of it.
Okay.
The last one that was like a direct-to-video thing was, I think it's called Noah's Ark, guest starring Wayne Brady as
no
one
way.
Of the vegetables.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
Maybe we need to do that one. Because I am curious, like, I dropped off with it probably in the late 90s as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, did it continue to be excellent? Were like the silly songs with Larry excellent?
Yeah.
Or did it turn into garbage
just
even
like
before
any
like
kids show?
The financial meltdown of the company? And no. Yeah, because like it, what's sustainable? Animaniacs was only on for 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Tiny Toons was on for like 3. So a lot of this stuff does have a short.
Didn't they tour with it too?
Yeah, they did a like live musical.
I remember wanting to go.
Really?
And seeing it and just my parents not being able
just
to. But I remember being like seeing like the commercial on TV of these big fat running out. And I was like, I want to go.
You would have died for that.
That would have been it.
Well, let's talk about the episode. Where's God When I'm Scared? What's one thing that is charming about VeggieTales in the general context I set it up in is that it's as if the vegetables exist in real life and the vegetables are putting on plays for you.
Yeah, I was reading always, something that called that a teleplay, I think, when like they do a play within the play kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, or I call it Vegception. The one could call it that. Where it is like, it's Larry as Daniel. It's not like
right.
Mike Naraki. Narwaki? Right.
Narwaki Narnuki? Is what I said. Yeah.
Pazuki?
Yeah.
Pazukis are good.
No, they're not.
Okay. By the way, I would love to see a Pazuki character in one of the VeggieTales.
Not healthy enough.
Well, and he could have been like, hey guys, gluttony's cool.
Satan is played by a slice of cheesecake.
Are you talking about VeggieTales or my weekends? Oh, God. Cheesecake Factory is good.
It's bad.
It's good. It's very good.
It's bad.
I went this past weekend and
no,
had,
you
a,
didn't.
Had a skinny-licious Asian chicken salad that was quite good.
I bet it was like friggin' enormous, like served in a trough.
It was.
Yep.
No, it was like a foot in diameter.
And it's so dim inside that you're lulled into a sense of elegance.
Oh, we were
elegance.
Outside. No, it was great.
No. Yeah. You made this an alfresco experience.
Yeah, and every leaf of lettuce I ate, I sang a little bit of the VeggieTales theme song, thinking they died for my nourishment.
You sound not fun to eat with.
No, I'm not. It was very hard to get my friend to come out with me. Where's God When I'm Scared? So, first one, Tales from the Crisper. Junior Asparagus is watching a spooky show on TV. It's like a Frankenstein thing.
Yes. Well, did you talk about beforehand that this is an advice show?
Yeah, but all the advice is fake. None of the kids actually ever wrote it.
Right. But so Bob and Larry walk over to QWERTY, their computer, mm-hmm. and QWERTY pops up an email from a little kid, which is funny now that I think about it.
Kids were on the web back in 93.
I was emailing everybody.
Was it an email or was a letter?
The first one was a letter. The second one was, it showed the verse.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, they read that and the kid's something of like, what do I do when I'm scared? And then they say, well, let me tell you.
Bob's like, well, I don't know. Here, watch a video. Who cares? Bob's like a checked out substitute. He's not really. He's a good
an
man.
Absent dad. No, Bob is the best.
No, Bob's a good man.
Bob cares so much.
Yeah, please don't joke about Bob.
No. Okay, so then that
I did just
transitions.
Notice, Caroline, by the way, that our windscreens are
earlier.
Green and red. Our windscreens on our microphones. Sorry, Alexis, yours is black.
It's a little spongy.
It was not intentional.
That's a rotten vegetable.
No, it's
because you didn't want me to get the meat on here.
Sure. And again, that code is...
Oh, Alexis Meat 50.
Thank you. Meaty Tails. So little Junior Asparagus was watching some Frankenstein thing. It's alive, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets scared. And this one, to me, light on the jokes. Not really a joke-heavy part.
I disagree.
No, this first part?
Okay.
I'm saying the first segment.
Okay.
When his mom said, that might be a little too scary for you, I was like,
ooh.
He's going to get scared.
Tales from the Crisper is a play on Tale from the Crypt. That's a joke.
No. That's a joke. But I guess I found, like when I first started watching, I was like, oh no, is VeggieTales only funny in my memory?
Yeah,
like
it,
like
kid.
Some of these nostalgia things where it's like you come back to it and realize, oh, this was bad. I was just a dumb kid.
Yeah,
that
it
liked
was
colors.
Just fart sounds.
Yeah, it was just fart sounds. But then it really picks up. He goes to his room. He's hearing all sorts of spooky stuff. And then Bob and Larry come out of nowhere as themselves, I guess. They don't really contextualize.
They bounce out of his ceiling.
I think, or out of the closet, maybe?
They just come in and he's like, ah.
I do remember genuinely being scared when I was watching this as a kid because...
Really?
Yeah. Of the Franken celery and of like his family photo on the wall, like zooming out. Oh, yeah. Spooked me.
Yeah, it was a little spooky. And so they come in. By the way, I love Junior Asparagus's voice.
I think it's, well, when I realized that it's voiced by an adult woman,
mm-hmm.
it is a way different experience to listen to Junior Asparagus. It's like kind of, I think it's off-putting.
Creepy.
A
yeah.
lot of little boys are voiced by little,
yeah.
by adult women. It's really, I was
strange?
Doing it in my car. Like
Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Milhouse. Tress McNeil voicing all these young boys. Like, it's, it's kind of a tradition.
I mean,
tradition.
I know it's common. It's just weird to, like, think about something like, well, I'm scared and I do this.
Yeah, you weren't turned on. No, but that's fair. You weren't turned
I
on
I
want to
be turned on. when I'm listening.
When you watch Veggie Tales, you want a little spice on those veggies.
Give me a base.
And then Bob and Larry come in out of nowhere, and they're like, chill the F out, bro. Mm-hmm. It's fine. And then they sing a little song.
I think they call him a little bitch.
I don't think they call Junior Asparagus a little bitch, Caroline. Shouts out to Heather and Spencer.
Sorry, Heather.
But you couldn't close your eyes because the room was
getting What kind of genre does this first part before it goes to the chorus sound like?
Were those eyeballs in the closet? Na 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 na. Was that Godzilla?
Like that Phantom of the Opera?
Or it almost sounds like something the Count would sing on Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Sesame Street is like a nice parallel.
I think it's just the organ that's making me think of that.
There's one part that did kind of sound like a bar mitzvah, though.
Like
I don't mean that in an offensive way. It kind of sounded like a bar mitzvah. Do you know the words?
There's 100 tiny monsters jumping right into your jammies.
These are tiny monsters jumping into his drawer.
Which they keep the sound effects on the soundtrack, which is an interesting move.
That was my favorite line.
You don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let me rewind it.
I'm going to call the police.
So
because that is not what I thought that a child I thought the child was going to be like, this is spooky, and he literally just said, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right, that's who you should call.
That's the move.
A good reaction.
That's the move. Yeah. Junior's got it going on.
Junior has the right reaction. Call the police when something bad
There's
is happening.
There's two weird dudes in
and
your room
Bob
singing
says,
at you.
No, don't do anything. This kid's going to get hurt.
Yeah, no, that checks out. But listen,
because
God is bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger than the boogeyman, and he's watching out for you and me.
So when I'm lying,
this creeps you out. Just imagining an adult woman
in a recording
booth. Just a grown
woman.
It's an art form. She's a talented lady.
I'm glad she's getting work.
Well, not anymore, because they recast her in the new ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This part sounds like a bar mitzvah.
He's watching her for me.
Hey! They're lifting Junior in a chair.
Oh, smile.
Maybe you don't know this is once,
Maybe
I think.
God is bigger than the boogeyman.
Yeah, solid song.
I remembered it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, just from years ago.
And it's one of the... Wait, how old is this now? It's 2017 as we record. Uh-huh. 2007. Is this 25 years old?
If this is 93? Yeah.
24 years old.
24... Whoa, 24.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
No. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, yeah.
24 years old.
Oh
Alexis
gosh.
Did the math.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because I was... Yeah.
I was 15 in 1993, so...
Yeah, that's right.
I was like,
you are 39 now.
40.
I turned 40 this year.
By the way, you look great.
Congrats.
I should have gone a little harder on, because 40 really isn't that unbelievable. People are like,
in
okay, she's
town,
40. That's fine.
Yeah, you kidding me in this town? God is bigger than the boogeyman. Okay, so that's the message of the song.
Yes.
I will say for a show that is... like about Christian messages and whatnot, it is about God, but in terms of like Jesus or Christ or Christianity, it at least in this one
it's vague.
It's vague enough where it could be
universe
for Jewish
yes.
kids for
oh that's true
you know what I mean
this well actually I was reading about this today because Phil Vischer is doing a new show that's called
BoJack Horseman.
Family called,
Guy.
I think it's called...
wow, Phil! Whoa.
I think it's called What's in the Bible. And he said, the mistake I made with VeggieTales, actually, was I was doing Sunday school lessons that were just teaching them how to be Christians, but I wasn't explaining what Christianity is or like what the tenets of the faith. So he's trying to correct that mistake now with his new show.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
think that's why it feels so vague to you or kind of like, oh, yeah, this could be
I read something about
anybody.
That where it was just, yeah. And the difference between... morality based on like Christian truths versus Christian truth. Yeah, it's interesting. And I don't think it's not harmful. Like,
no,
it's
no, still, no.
It's a great show, but I think that specificity because it is so funny. You can piss everybody off. Like we're doing with this podcast. It's like, you're not Christian enough.
Yeah.
Or you're too Christian.
Are you getting that feedback?
No. Well, from four people.
Well.
But don't worry. They're
luckily,
friends of
there's
ours.
There's plenty of other things on the internet for those who don't like it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'll say truthfully, everyone on the internet has been very nice.
Yes.
It's
yes.
only friends of
ours. Yeah. Well, not that they haven't been nice, just more of like, I think they... Yeah, we've struggled with people wanting the show to be something that it isn't in some ways.
Yeah.
They want it to be more Christian-centered.
And they don't understand
which
them.
Is not the agreement we made with our audience.
You guys baptized me before we started.
Well, that's just how we greet each other.
Right.
Yeah, no, and you will be converted by the end of this. But for the time being, it's like, oh, we're all just having fun. But after the mics are off, that's when the real work begins here. It's
OTM.
What? Listen, much like Miley Cyrus...
Oh,
we can't be tamed, and that's okay. It's just a different thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Miley?
Can't be tamed,
can't
isn't
be
it?
Tamed? Yeah, it is.
We sung it. Yep, that's
yep,
her.
That's mine.
Wait,
just to confirm. Now imagine Larry singing this song. This would be a silly song with Larry.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past her tamed. To have cucumbers on stage dancing with her.
She would do
she
that.
She got in big trouble for grinding on cucumbers. I'm kidding.
That's true. No, MTV
well,
Movie Awards.
Someone.
But she's
yeah.
back. She's back now. She's on The Voice. She looks healthy.
I like Miley in every stage of life. I'm enjoying it.
The interstitial in between the first story and the second one is a silly song.
Wait. We can't move on yet because
without...
at one point, Frank and Celery comes into Junior's room and he says,
Well, actually, my name is Phil Winkelstein and I'm an actor from Toledo.
What?
And I do appreciate that the dad in the end isn't like, you can't watch that trash. That's all demonic garbage. He's like, we should be more careful about what we watch.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest
oh,
dad
his
of
dad
all time.
Was lovely.
You know what?
It's, yeah.
That's fine.
No one's dad is like that.
He said he loved him.
And I... Caroline cried.
I'm not okay. No, my dad says he loves me all the time. He's great.
When he said he's from Toledo... It, to his dad, it was really cute. It
so
really nailed. Kids do that.
In Toledo.
Kids do that. Just yeah, these random facts to their parents, no context.
I nannied for a little kid, a little boy who I put to bed when I used to nanny. This was many years ago, and
she's 60.
I am so old. And he one time before I was putting him to bed, I'll never forget this. He goes, Alexis, are the keys on Van Nuys? And I said. What? And he goes, keys on Van Nuys. And I was like, I mean, yeah, and you're the best. So,
wow.
Good night. Nothing is ever going to get better than this.
Oh my gosh.
And every time
so
you
cute.
Drive through Van Nuys, you think of that little boy's face.
The keys
before
on Van
I go
Van
to
Nuys.
Sleep, I tell myself, the keys are on Van Nuys.
And the keys will always be on Van Nuys.
That's like your mantra. That's great.
For people outside of LA, that was a really big car commercial that was on the radio all the time. One of those jingles.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I've lived here for 8 years.
Oh, you've never heard keys,
I knew exactly
keys
what you were talking
oh,
about.
That seems
as soon
right
as you
up
said
your
that.
Alley.
Why? That hand gesture was inappropriate.
It went straight from your toes.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
Right. Up your alley.
It went up your
alley. Oh, whoa. Listen, it wouldn't be a Christian video podcast.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Silly Songs with Larry.
Yes.
This was like the most...
The first one.
Well, because I feel like there are definite, and I don't mean this like in a derivative or a ripoff-y way, as we've seen from like DC Talk and Nirvana say, but
yeah.
There are a lot of influences going to this show. Like we said, Sesame Street. I think the Muppets is kind of, like I get a Muppets vibe from a lot of this stuff in the sense of like
yeah.
The aim and goal is silliness and it uses the core cast as like different things. Like in this one, Kermit's... You know, whatever.
Yeah.
A historical figure. He's a prince.
Well, also in the way that it's kind of like winking at the adults half the time when they're saying a joke.
Yeah.
Muppets does that.
Well, in this, I feel like Monty Python comes through as a... Like, why would...
What?
In the sense... Listen. In the sense, like, they got... And now it's part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
Oh.
That feels like very Flying Circus to me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm just like... Yeah, they're kind of like quote unquote random humor or whatever.
And we all know Monty Python was the most rando comedian troupe ever.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like, oh, it's just for silliness and we'll pretend we're taking ourselves seriously and that's cute.
Caroline, you were probably funny in high school. How many times did people say, you're so random?
Oh my gosh. I probably said it myself at some point before I knew how hack it was.
How hack? We've really grown.
I'm so random.
Past that.
So random.
And this is the Water Buffalo song.
Classic.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song.
This is my shit.
So without further ado,
this feels like it now for something completely different.
Yes, yeah.
The Water Buffalo song.
Larry is a great voice.
Everybody's got
because he seems like he's having fun, but he's kind of stupid, but he's not too stupid.
He's not, yeah, like,
Water Buffalo. How do I know that? This is 24 years old. What's wrong with us?
Still here.
Yeah. My buffalo to the store. Well, and what's funny is, upon re-listening, you do realize none of these are real instruments. Like, maybe the guitar is, but it's all synth stuff. You know what I mean?
I can't say everyone's got a water buffalo and everyone does not have a water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my
this parrot is no more! That's what it feels like.
I'm just genuinely laughing at this. This delights me.
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Nice.
Everybody's got a baby kangaroo. Yours is pink, but mine is blue.
What a fun callback bit. That's just like a great real classic bit.
Great bit. He didn't even get through his song.
Bit. But are you sad about that?
I am sad. I want to know what happened.
Well, and also, too, the premise of that as like a little sketch, because that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Here's another insane comparison. This feels like a forebearer to SNL digital shorts.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense of like, wait, the premise is everyone has a water buffalo? Like, that's not, like on paper, it's like, what? Who cares?
Yeah,
that's
it's not like, funny. It's, yeah, it's barely a joke.
It's,
but it's funny when you make it a song and it's visual.
Right, where it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I put my dick in a box. That's barely a joke.
And but then you just like, sing it.
Yeah.
I put my dick in a box.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's yeah. Great.
You
here's
really
a
nailed
million
that
dollars.
Song, by the way.
What dick?
I put my dick in a box.
Put my dick in a box.
That is my favorite.
Well,
yeah, Larry
we
the
all
cucumber.
Know it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And then Daniel
put my cucumber in a box.
Daniel the Lion's Den. To me, this was the stronger one of the two. Right? It felt like there was more going on.
It's more boring.
And come on, man.
I know.
Well, and this started the tradition they had of just mapping over existing Bible stories with vegetables.
Yeah.
I'll wait till you get to the song, but the song, I had to play it back because I was like, did they just say, are they advocating violence?
Which song is that?
Which one?
The Throw 'Em Out of Babylon.
Oh, the din, din, dong,
din. Oh, yeah.
This one.
It's again, like the mambo number five.
Ah! Yeah.
Everybody.
A little bit of Larry by my side.
A little bit of Junior's
Friday
all I night.
Need. A little bit of the cucumbers, what I see. Yeah, it is violent.
What we gonna do?
The king likes Daniel more than me and you.
Oh no, what we gonna do? We gotta get him out of here.
Yeah.
Well, they're the bad guys.
So yeah, it's not.
But this is the part right here in the chorus.
Oh, when they start.
Watch this part right here.
We should drown him.
The king likes Daniel more than me.
We could let him. We got to get him out of here.
Let him rot in jail?
It gets worse.
Oh no.
The king likes Daniel.
Have
him eaten.
It is pretty graphic, yeah.
It gets even worse.
I think this is the part you're thinking of. It's coming. Guys, it's about to get brutal.
This is a Nicki Minaj line.
Yeah, this is the monster verse. Tie him up and beat him up and throw him out of Babylon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her. I'm a mother monster.
Would you not want your kid to hear that?
They're the bad guys.
I know. I would probably be fine with my kid hearing that. My kids will probably hear much worse than that. but I think there was something about that I was like, wait, they're jealous of him, so now they're gonna hurt him.
Yeah,
I hate that.
They're the bad. The wise men are not good dudes.
You should.
Though. It's
you
okay. Should
be. Yeah, I know. But
it's just
you know.
Oh, I just don't want any. I don't want any kid to have the cue that like violence could be the option.
Yeah, or like if you're mad about something, this is what you do. Which yeah, I get that they
some
get
people
defeated,
hit people,
but it's
yeah.
also like
right.
I you don't want.
I
a
would
kid.
Love it to have a resolution where both parties.
Well, welcome out. To the Bible. Okay?
Don't go to
welcome the to the Bible, Alexis. You don't want a kid to have an example of like,
yeah.
because you'd be afraid that he would go out and make someone a table
yeah,
to play
like,
Scrabble
let's tie
on.
Tie him up and beat him up
and throw him out of
Babylon.
I threw him out of Babylon, yeah. Mom. It's like what?
Whoa,
what are you talking
no,
about?
No, don't do that.
The vegetable told me to
be like Daniel.
Well, yeah. Your kid already sounds messed up if he's saying the vegetable told me to. So I feel like you have a bigger veggie to fry with that.
Ooh, wow.
Daniel prays even though it's against the law too. And so they throw him in the lion's den.
Yes.
And then they have this piece, which also reminded me of like either like a Muppets or a Monty Python thing. Just this kind of back and forth about the lion stuff between the wise men.
You're sure going to have fun down there. We're yes. not lying.
Yeah, you better be lying down.
You better work.
Those lions are gonna lie on you.
Me on Twitter.
What? Mine was funny. Yours was goofy.
You lions at me on Twitter.
Mine was
him.
Funny.
They're gonna lie on him.
Well, maybe they're gonna lie on him, then eat him. Or one will lie on him while another one maybe eats him. Or, well, maybe one will...
This made me laugh watching it.
It's so funny. Because yeah. you just see them, their little heads, like, peeking from below. Because yeah. you're, like, in a hole.
Yeah, it looks like the James Bond logo, almost. Yeah. Like, with the crosshairs.
I think that was improvised. I think I read that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, that's true. All the vegetables did have to go to UCB before they could do any of the Bible stuff.
They all had teams. They yeah. kept inviting each other to each other's shows.
Can we have a suggestion? I heard...
French fries.
God.
I heard God. Bible.
It's a Christian improv team. Every show they do.
They hear the
I
Lord.
I heard God. Thank you.
I'm always hearing the Lord. Thank yeah. you.
So, this one, all the jokes were funny. It is funny, though, and I especially remember, like, the temple with the checkered floor-looking thing.
Yes.
It does just look like a PC video game from the late yeah. 90s. Like, these cut scenes. And it's like, and it's again, who cares? But it's just wild to think about. At the time, when you're a kid, it looks so dazzling and state-of-the-art.
Yeah. yeah. It was like, I've never seen such complexity right. in a show.
And it's like, man, I've seen, you know, Mike Wazowski and Sully's hairs blow in the snow in Monsters, Inc. This is nothing. Where are your textures?
Yeah.
Where's the shadowing, yeah. man?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Oh, man, after I finished watching this segment, too, about Daniel, I just remembered, like, how much I love Larry the Cucumber. He is such, like, a sweet... I don't know. He can be really brave when he needs to. And, and like, he's silly and he's ridiculous. But then he's just, like...
She's crying.
He's got, like, really good character. And I'm just so proud of him.
You're proud of him? I mean, no, yeah. I get it. Were you a purveyor of Larry Boy?
Yeah, I didn't like Larry Boy as much, actually, but...
It seems more geared for teenage boys, like just
that's
superhero
like, just
stuff.
Everything in yeah.
like,
Christian
you know,
pop culture.
95% of Christian and regular pop culture seem more geared to teenage
just
boys.
Just keeping more teenage boy heavy.
In that respect.
So. Yeah, but I mean, I love Bob, too. I love him equally, but Larry's special.
No, I don't love Bob equally.
You don't?
I mean, I love Larry. Clearly, Larry's like the Kramer.
Oh my gosh!
Of the,
but like,
minus the, you know, when he
kind of
yeah, goes
Bob
off
kind of
the Laugh Factory.
Did he have a public meltdown?
There's a Veggie Tales where deep. Larry goes to the Laugh Factory and
has a
says some words,
some anti-Semitic rant. Yeah. Oof. But Bob, man. Bob's annoyance at things is so good too.
Do you feel like? Throughout the course of this podcast, we're going to turn into the Bob and Larry of Christian fun.
I was actually trying to think of who would be who, because like physically, you're taller than I am.
That's
so
true,
I'm Bob.
But you're not a round tomato.
Thank you, but you're red, so
I'll be the round tomato.
Yeah, yeah. Says the most fit person, the literally the yoga instructor
here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to work that out of who we are.
No, we will work. I mean, listen, we got, there's 50 plus episodes of VeggieTales to, we could do this for a year straight.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah. Right? Every week.
All right. All of 2018.
That's what this is now.
We're going to take a break from everything else we're doing and just do
VeggieTales.
Just do VeggieTales.
What did you think of Bob and Larry at the end of the day?
I was surprised. I'm not as much of a veggie head as you are.
I don't think anybody is.
But I...
We call ourselves vegans, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's good.
My meat dress almost offend you?
Yeah, but continue.
So I was surprised by how complex they were. Or not complex, but how like... They really did have dimensions to them. They aren't just like silly, wacky cartoons that are like, wow, I'm coming in. All right, now I'm leaving.
Boing. You know, those other cartoons are constantly coming in and announcing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And or they're not completely like, and here's what you need to do. And you got to do it this way. And kids, that's the lesson. Get out of here. You know?
Yeah. It's oddly, there's an odd for a show that is clearly, this is for kids. This is something for religious parents to put on for their kids, mm-hmm. and they feel okay about it. There's not going to be like violence that's, well, or maybe there maybe is there in is. Alexis's case, violence that makes them feel
my
troubled.
My children live in bubbles.
And they will. No, I believe it. And so, actually, let's just watch part of the scene at the end where they kind of wrap it all up. They go to QWERTY.
The
computer.
We're over here by QWERTY the computer to talk about what we've learned today.
And so what we have learned.
Do you know this song? Sing it.
I love this part.
This is Annie Lennox, right?
Yeah. This is Annie Lennox.
Larry loves it. Bob's just like wants it to be done.
Oh, Bob looks like he's gonna kill the computer.
Well. Junior Asparagus learned that
Caroline's just enjoying this now. We're not doing a podcast anymore.
I'm just delighted.
He's always looking out for us, so we don't have to be afraid.
Yep. And in the Bible, Daniel learned that God was taking care of him, even down there with those big, scary lions.
That's right.
It's crazy how Larry doesn't sound like an idiot. He just sounds like an excited guy. Yeah.
1 pound ground beef, 3 slices of... QWERTY, this is a recipe for meatloaf. That's
oh,
not a
brother.
Verse.
Brother.
Sorry about that.
No, you have to put an onion in those.
Okay, here we go.
God oh, said, dear God. Friend. The recipe is for them to fear, for sacrifice themselves.
So the next time you get scared, just remember that verse. And tonight, before you go to sleep, why don't you pray with your mom or dad and thank God for always looking out for you?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Whoa. Well, that's all for now. Until next time, remember, God made you special and he loves you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Caroline. She's crying again.
It's so sweet.
Finally, someone else is crying on a podcast I host. What's interesting about that last line, just remember, God made you special. He loves you very much. Mm-hmm. So that ends up, as far as I know, or at least on all the videos I saw, that closes it out. That's always like the last line of the video. Mm-hmm. When they aired these on NBC, that line is gone.
Yeah.
There's a whole controversy.
Thing. Yes. Because these got distributed to NBC or something like that?
Essentially rerun, some syndication, because this was all an independent thing, and the video sales just blew up. What was that statistic? You found that like their sales grew 3,000% in 6 years?
Yeah, and something crazy. Like it just, it went from this tiny thing to like multi-millions. But somehow they got on NBC and the reruns were going, and NBC cut out every mention of God because they just had a policy to like be neutral about religion,
mm-hmm.
which Christians do not like when you do that.
Christians got not happy. They got mad about that.
Much
like mad about you on NBC.
But I mean, I understand that on some level because that's literally like the point of the show is to be a Christian show. And so... Yeah, they just kind of cut out the whole heart of it in a way.
Well, and I mean, kind of.
I mean, it's vague
know.
Enough to be like any kid should know they're special or any kid should not be afraid about the dark or something. But
now, if that show aired now, it'd be remember, God made you a delicate little snowflake.
Jesus. And you're entitled to everything. That's how I feel, because I'm money.
Remember, kids,
and you say,
white privilege
stay
is
triggered.
Real.
Stay I'm Tony Laren.
Did you know that certain episodes of Winnie the Pooh that are disturbing have a Tigger warning on them?
Kevin, this is what Twitter is for.
It's
okay?
True.
This show is for talking.
No, I am talking. I'm talking. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
There is. I'm sure. Have you guys already talked about the Christian Netflix?
Oh, we're talking PureFlix?
Oh, you already know. Yeah.
I have not looked into it at all. So, yeah.
It's similar to what you were talking about with NBC taking out all of the I just read about it, but they basically take out everything in movies that have cuss words or things like that, so you can watch all the films that you want, but without
sexual content or anything.
Fun parts.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I think that's a different thing.
That might not be PureFlix, but there are like services, like.
But there was,
boxes.
It was a whole business, and then they got sued big time
because you literally cannot.
Edit
do
and
that.
Then resell movies. Yes.
That's somebody's art.
They turn Quentin Tarantino movies into Vines.
it's a kids show when they do it.
Yeah. So, I remember seeing that on, I think they were on Shark Tank.
Oh, really?
And I was like, this
is
a
recent?
Bad idea. It was like a few years ago.
Wow.
But I remember them being like, this is a bad.
They're like, no.
Like Mark Cuban being like, I think that this messes with copyright. And the guy was like, we have a lawyer and blah, blah. It's like, you guys are going to
get got a bad
sued.
Lawyer.
Well, to that, I would say, like, when the think pieces are written up, can we dance to Remix to Ignition by R. Kelly because of all this stuff? It's like, well, here's the truth is. There's a lot of songs. You can listen to another song. I bet there's a song as fun to dance to.
What is your point being?
There's a lot of movies and TV shows you can watch where it's not like, I want to watch this one, but take all the swears out of it. You could just watch a different one. You know what I mean? Or
and
is that a bad argument?
No. I agree with you. I agree with you. There's different things you can watch. Also, for children, I understand that it's inappropriate, but for adults, it's like either don't watch it if it's too violent for
which
you.
Which is what I think a lot of Christians do. And so, in fact, I'm like applauding them for like trying to at least try to watch, you know, The Matrix or something and dip their toe in.
So you think it's admirable to take out all that
stuff? I don't think it's admirable.
You think those people are American heroes, if I'm hearing you correctly.
I think they're making America great. No, I don't. I just don't think that, like, I just see why they would do that. And I don't think there's, like, the only solution is, like, we'll go watch a different movie. Go watch the Kirk Cameron. Like, I would rather them watch The Matrix than all of the Kirk Cameron.
They only shoot Kirk Cameron movies on Kirk cameras. That's his line of special cameras. That's the Holy Spirit.
Well, maybe instead of cutting out all those parts, they can just have one of those airplane pillows. And they can just kind of stick it on and pull it off every time they walk. Every time it comes a bad part, they can pull it on and stick there.
And there's like earplugs attached to it.
And then
or it's like blasting praise music when you put it on your head.
I double dare you, mother, shout to the Lord.
This is a Shark Tank now. Yes. You need to go back on there.
So,
what's it called?
Censored.
Oh.
Censored. S-I-N. Censored.
Yes.
Caroline nailed it. Guys, let's get into our closing thoughts about VeggieTales. Where is God when I'm scared? And then here's how this works. Alexis, this is your first time on the show. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how we felt about it, if we liked it or didn't like it. And then we're going to give it a holy toast or a holy roast. Holy toast, we're going to send it to heaven where the angels will be toasting it forever. Heaven-bound. Holy roast, that's a thumbs down. We're sending it to hell forever. So, Caroline, we'll start with you.
Oh, I think it's clear what I'm going to say. This show is so sweet and was such a lovely bit of nostalgia. And clearly, it still delights me and I'm laughing as you're playing the clips, like genuinely. So, holy toast for VeggieTales.
Caroline with the holy toast. Alexis.
I'm going to say holy toast and not because I think Caroline's going to jump over here if I say holy roast.
But no, Alexis yell feels at threatened. You for 2 hours and why you're wrong.
No, but I actually enjoyed it. It was very charming. It was surprisingly had very good, like a moral story that I could follow. And I was like, I like it. Creative. Yay. And the jokes were that line, I'm going to call the police, will be with me forever.
I was telling you my favorite line from that from that part is when Junior's going up the stairs and his mom's like, was that scary? And he's like, no, I like it. I think about like that it. All the time. All right, so you're giving it
a holy roast. Toast.
Whoa,
toast.
Be careful.
Toast, sorry.
Toast is the good one.
So close. Sorry.
All right, well, listen, this is one of these things, and I think I admire this in whatever the medium is, and for whatever the audience is, when it goes above and beyond. Because Phil Vischer is a guy that did all this stuff. It was kind of, you know, and I think he's worked through it, but it was sort of just a reaction to MTV. And in his book, he was talking about, like, I saw Madonna gyrating on MTV, and I was like, I got to do something about this. Like, he did frame it as that sort of, like, black and white moralistic thing.
Yeah.
But I do think, even though the end result, it, like everything, would be flawed in some ways, it is so much better than it needs to be.
Yes.
For the product. This could have just been a dumb thing, like vegetables just dance around for a second
read
and then
the Bible
say, God
and
loves you, pray,
yeah,
whatever.
And then probably would have done well.
Yeah, but there is a very sweet, charming, and silly spirit to all this stuff that I feel like is the reason 75 million videos were sold of mm-hmm. this and why it was on NBC and why there's still new episodes to this day. So the songs are really good. I feel like for all this stuff, for all the animated classics, like any Disney stuff,
mm-hmm.
you don't love it because it's like, I really love the character
story.
Of Ariel. Yeah, it's
the
like
development was
those,
incredible.
Those Ashman and Mencken songs are amazing. And I feel like, I mean, this is no Ashman and Mencken, but these songs are still good and catchy. And like even the verse of tie him out and throw him out of Babylon, like it's almost like Sondheim-esque. It's not Sondheim, but it kind of reminded me of that.
Oh my gosh.
The jokes are funny. The jokes are good. When Larry's coming out of the lines then says, thanks for the pizza. He's like, they had pizza?
They had
like
pizza?
That stuff, the fourth wall stuff, like, no, this isn't your story. I loved fourth wall stuff as a kid. Anytime it'd be like, you know, breaking the fourth wall. So I'm giving it a holy toast too. Guys, that means for the first time on this show,
yeah.
a unanimous holy toast.
Yay.
We are sending VeggieTales to heaven. You know who did that song?
No.
DC Talk.
What?
Yeah. That's from their first album.
Gosh, those guys are all over the place. God bless them.
What will people think? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now.
Mm.
And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like
feel as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that, and then
good
going
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry. There's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree. First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun.
Suck it, Kevin. Were you just trying to mouth along, suck it, Kevin?
Yeah. That kind of sums up our partnership. Guys, I think it's that time of the show.
We're back, baby.
And it's time for...
It's Bible Thumper Bumper Sticker time.
But we're going to shorten this from now on and just call it...
Oh, yeah. We're just going to call it Thumper Bumper.
Thumper Bumpers.
Thumper Bumpers.
Caroline, how's this segment work?
Why don't I have a theme song yet, Kevin?
Because you didn't write
your own segments over mine.
Come on, man! These are our segments. I didn't have time today. I did think about that.
You did?
But I'll beatbox one.
We didn't. Okay.
Ooh,
here
yeah,
we go.
Please do.
Oh, I didn't think you both would actually
no,
be like,
no.
Yes.
No, we're interested. We're very desperate.
I am a professional beatboxer, so this is going to be very good.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. Pooch, pooch, pooch. Bumper thumper.
That's about what I
deserve. I said thumper bumper. I said bumper thumper. Whatever.
Thumper bumper sticker is when I read one of those phrases you'd see on like a Christian bumper sticker or t-shirt or maybe a church sign. Just like a witticism, I guess is what you'd call it.
Witticism, a platitude, something catchy.
Yes.
Something that's supposed to communicate a truth. But we're going to, some of them are vague.
Horrifying sometimes. Okay, so I'm just going to read them and you guys tell me what you think they mean.
Caroline will read them and we'll interpret them together.
Try Jesus. If you don't like him, Satan will take you back.
Take you back?
Yeah.
That
is passive aggressive. That is called passive aggressive.
That presumes that I was with Satan before.
Well, I mean, isn't it though kind of doctrine of like we're all just like
with Satan?
Sinful.
We're sinful.
By, you know, default.
That sounded like you could replace those names and be like, try Becky. And if she's not available, maybe Linda will take you back.
Yeah, it does feel like Molly Ringwald. Like,
yeah,
are you
going to
choose Ducky
like,
or the other guy? Yeah, that's what it feels like. Wow, you know, and but you know what? I think that does fit into some worldview and theology where it is Jesus is my boyfriend. So if it's
I guess so. Satan will take you back.
Yeah, so maybe Satan's Veronica and Jesus is Betty.
Oh my gosh. That sounds right.
Okay.
People use duct tape to fix everything. God used nails.
People use duct tape to fix everything. God used nails.
Yeah.
So this is referring to to fix everything. Although I do like the idea of like God is a house husband. He's like, hey, let me help, baby. And she's like, oh, there's just a... And he just starts
hammering
stuff.
You know, that's okay.
Stuff.
It's a microwave, so please don't put nails in that. Just
this is referring
sloppily.
The crucifixion, the crux of the gospel, yeah. That God was nailed and died and resurrected on a cross. But it is funny to think about just a dumb husband trying to nail stuff at home.
Well, the thing about these that so often is like they're so damning and like aggressive for a funny joke, you know? Like
that's pretty intense and also kind of. I mean, it makes sense because he was nailed to the cross, but
yes.
It doesn't. It's like, okay, what did he use nails for? What else? Did he use other things? Like
that's all he had to do.
Soap. You know.
You know what would be
WD-40. The word.
Wow, the nails doctrine. Is the Christian version of WD-40, or maybe it is the word. Caroline, I would love one day for one of these segments. You write one of them, but you don't tell us which one it is, and we have to guess what it is.
Oh, that would be a really good
one. I like that idea
one.
A lot. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Next time, not this time.
She's like,
or this time if you have, you know.
Yeah. I can't remember if I've said this one before. I don't think I did. This is a quick one. For fast relief, take 2 tablets. Get it?
For fast relief? No. I mean, I get it, but that's stupid. For fast relief, take 2 tablets would be the 10 commandments.
Yes, on the 2 tablets on the that Moses.
Not fast relief, by the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's
not fast
sense.
Or it's, fast
there's
relief.
No relief in those.
Yeah, if it, you could phrase, and even, still dumb, but
for
a better.
Fast judgment, take 2 tablets.
Yeah, for damnation, or like for, it's not relief. I mean, I guess.
This has been Thumper Bumper now. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and play
boom,
us out.
Tss, boom, tss, boom, boom, tss, boom, boom. Thumper Bumper.
Boom, tss, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. I like that. That was thoughtful.
That was really nice.
Thank you for giving us our new Thumper Bumper
theme. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this. If you come across any, please submit them. You can email them to us, or you can tweet them or whatever. I'm making a master list, so just keep them coming.
Ah, master list. I'm not privy to Tumblr. I do not.
No, Kevin
see
does not get to
before.
See it.
Yeah.
This
you
is a private thing.
Thumper Bumper Tumblr.
Thumper Bumper Tumblr.
Thumper, bumper,
oh,
Tumblr.
I bet Tumblr does have a bunch of like Christian.
Oh, absolutely.
Pinterest.
I don't know what Christian Tumblr is like. I know what fanfic Tumblr is like.
Are you deep into it? Are you reading all the Kevin
Tumblr
fanfic?
Like.
I just know what animal Tumblr is like.
Only once.
No. Oh
my only gosh. Once. It's okay.
I want to read it.
Guys, and our final game. Not a game, because life isn't a game. Our final segment of the night. We're going to play Holy Crap. Holy Crap.
Holy Crap.
I'm going to play 10 to 15 seconds of a song for you two in the room, Alexis and Caroline. And speaking of you two, a lot of people gave me some holy crap for saying that you two was not a Christian band.
Oh.
The last time we played this game.
That's a good point.
Because 3/4 of them are Christian. There's a lot of Christian themes in them. So it could go either way. It could go either way with you two. I concede that.
You guys know what we mean.
You know what we mean. So this is to... simulate the sensation that you have. You're on a road trip. You're flipping through the dials on the radio. You're listening to a song. Is this song a Christian radio station or a rock station? You don't know. So I'm going to play 10 to 15 seconds of a song. You guys got to tell me, is this a Christian song, holy, or a secular song, crap? Sound good?
Ready.
We ready to play?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's do this thing.
I know this song.
Is this holy or crap?
Crap.
You think it's crap?
Yeah.
With her confidence, I will also say crap.
This is crap.
It's a Monsters and Men.
A Monsters and Men. Six weeks.
I'm a big fan of theirs.
Oh, yeah. I could have seen it, though. Being
also, right. Wait, aren't they up there?
Are they Christian?
Crap. Are they?
Kevin,
dang
they
it.
Are.
Are they? No, they're not Christian. We gotta look this up before we
they
get
are.
Into
that's
Christian?
What Little Lion Man is about. That's a Christian song. It's empty in the valley of your heart. Yeah.
That's Mumford and Sons.
Oh, yeah. That is Mumford and Sons.
Also, not Christian.
Wait, they aren't either?
They are not.
Are you sure?
They sound like they are, but they're not.
No, it's kind of one of those things where they talk about biblical themes, you know, but just as like a mythology.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I got one thing right, and then I got it wrong. Sorry.
You got the commandments right.
Yeah. I get them wrong usually, so I really appreciated your help on that one.
But yeah, but you guys got it right. It's crap. All right. Next song. Next song. And by the way, at least one of these songs is holy. So I'm not tricking you.
Okay.
There'll always be at least one holy song.
Oh, okay. Per game. No. Yes. Did I get just a pinch of Bruce at the end there?
I dream about getting just a pinch of Bruce every night.
I'm going to say that's crap.
You think it's crap?
Yeah.
I think it's crap too.
It's holy, y'all. This is Bob Dylan's Shot of Love, one of his Christian songs.
Really?
From his Christian album.
Wow.
Shot of Love.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the song's called Property of Jesus, not Shot of Love.
This is good.
It's interesting, right? I like it.
I like it, too.
You know, he's a pretty good songwriter. Overall,
I think he's good.
Just my opinion, and maybe it's just me, but for me, Bob Dylan's got it going on. All right.
Okay, so that was holy.
That was holy because that was one of his. That was a song from one of his three. He had a trilogy of Christian albums.
Yeah, I didn't know that about that. I didn't know this about him until this show.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll get into them at a later because it is good. The songs are good. On
Bob Dylan's amazing.
Yeah, he's all over the place. All right, next song.
I'm gonna say holy.
I couldn't tell what they were saying. I think it's holy too.
Guys, it's holy. This is a song called The Beauty Between by King's Kaleidoscope.
Oh.
This is the Fifth Harmony.
Oh.
It's a pretty good.
Wait. I couldn't wait for the summer. Funky.
It's
is
not
the same
best.
Song?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of good.
Ooh, I like it.
We should listen to this album. It's good.
Yeah. It's really good.
I listened to their first album. Not as good. All right, this is our final song of Holy Crap. So far, you got 2 for 3. Let's see if you're going to get 3 for 3. 3 for 4.
3 for 4.
1 for... Golly, I'm going to play it.
This is painful.
1 for all. I like this song. What if you could go back?
That sounds holy to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like, you
I'm
know.
I'm
going
to
like,
say crap.
You're going to say crap. You're splitting the vote, maybe.
Am I allowed to do that? Or
you're allowed to vote however you want.
Okay, sorry.
No. The music sounded Christian-y.
Okay.
The singing style sounded like, you know, every Christian guy. You're not going to go over. And yeah. Let's see if I'm wrong. And relive one day of your life all over again and unmake the mistake that left you a million miles away from dang you.
What?
Is it a love song?
It's holy. This is Casting Crowns
right.
With One Step Away.
Oop.
This is the most boring kind of voice.
Of the kind of what?
I think it's the most boring genre voice where it's just like,
yes.
Yeah, it's not even like bad quality.
No, it's just that like strain singing that every guy does. There's nothing interesting about
Lord
it.
Lord God, like that.
It's yeah, just, they just kind of hold the note. Mm.
Yeah, it's
kind
very
country sounding.
It's almost contemporary country is what
yeah.
I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, that was holy crap. Well done. You got 3 for 4.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right?
I did.
What's my prize? This candle?
Yeah, you get to take the candle
you
home.
You get my mostly used candle.
That smells like inch. Chicken. And those cookies were your prize. We lay out some cookies for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. That cookies was and very grapes. Nice. You guys are very nice hosts.
And by the way, you can find all these songs and every song that we've ever featured on the show on our Good Christian Fun : playlist. This is our Spotify playlist. We put a link
you
up.
Look at me like I'm going to be like, whoa, 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 wow. It's like the fifth time I've heard that.
Oh, that's right, because we've done a few of these by now. Yeah, Spotify playlist. But I forgot to mention it last time, but all the DC Talk songs are there. Every
oh, yes.
song we ever do, ever mention, ever play a little bit of will be
you can find that.
On that Spotify playlist.
And if there's other random stuff like articles we mentioned, we'll usually put them on our website.
Yeah, we got show notes. We got show notes with links. And whatnot. But guys, it's time to wind it down.
This more than anything makes me feel really sacrilegious.
Well, I think it's okay to be reflective of what we've talked about today.
And our personal social media accounts.
And just where we've been. And Alexis, the way this works, other shows, other people, they plug things. They search for the approval of man. We don't care about that here.
No.
We're just here to lift up our social media handles.
To the Lord.
To the Lord. And what we're enjoying God. In secular culture. Caroline, we'll start with you.
I'm just thinking about God scrolling through my Twitter. And it bummed me out.
He's like, no.
She doesn't
Whoops.
Get Nope. She's out. Guys, if you could please lift up my Twitter at Totem Spirit Wolf.
Yes.
You'll get some hot tweets about the parking office.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, you went on kind of a rampage the other day.
I really did. They really upset me. What else would I like to lift up? Fenty Beauty, her holiday collection
Again?
Is dropping soon. It's a holiday collection, Kevin.
Oh, it's different.
It's
I'm sorry.
Different.
Are you
I got all
it?
Over it.
Oh, wow.
I have it too. We should compare products because I want to see yours. Okay.
And may that product comparison
continue. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to a sweet time of fellowship with Alexis talking yeah. about the Fenty items.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin, why don't you take it away? Or do you end?
No, I can go next.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just piggybacking off of that, I want to lift up at Kevin T. Porter on Twitter and Instagram. And, yeah, you know what? I just want to lift up Catastrophe Season 3. I already did
Again!
That, dang it.
You're getting mad at me.
No, you know what? I truly do want to lift up Tom Hanks. I just think he's doing some really good work out there. And
bless him.
Yeah, I just want to make, you know, he just be used in all the right ways and all the movies. And
mm-hmm.
and make good choices out there mm-hmm. and
discernment
wanna,
is
yeah
what
I just want
like to give him yeah.
I'd hope for wisdom and discernment in his career that he doesn't do another Da Vinci's Demons movie. And honestly I just want to lift up the Han Solo movie because no way
struggling.
That's gonna be good.
It's struggling
ever since they lost Lord mm-hmm. Miller, but they didn't lose you, Lord. So
I want to cover that with power and
yeah.
prayer.
Alexis.
I would like to lift up my Twitter and Instagram mm-hmm. at Alexis Girl Novak. Mm-hmm. And I want to lift it up, and I want you to lift it up to your friends,
yeah.
and I want your friends to lift it up to their friends. This is how things happen, you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The yes. second thing I want to lift up is a book.
The Bible.
It's called
it's called the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible. We've heard
called,
of it.
Yeah.
The Bible.
Yeah,
yes,
the Bible.
Love that.
the Bible. No, it's a book called Training in Compassion. It's actually very good.
Which could be a subtitle for the Bible.
It's a subtitle for the Bible. They do mention the Bible in it. It is it was written by Norman Fisher. He is a Buddhist monk, but he's also studied world religions, so he relates all the religions together and makes it so that you feel less alone.
Let's lift that up.
Yeah.
So let's lift it up, but then let's go back and lift up my social media again.
And let's lift those higher.
Yeah.
And just keep on lifting it.
And just to
get those engagements.
For the sake of clarity, so we just know how to lift that up, it is the same name for both Instagram and Twitter.
Both Instagram and Twitter at Alexis Girl Novak.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That name got legs before I was able to change it.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Too far now to
now
go
I'm
back.
65.
Much like this podcast is getting legs before we can change it. And you can follow us at Christian Fun Pod on
Check
Twitter.
Check out these gams at
and Instagram at Christian Fun Pod. Send us an email. We love all your feedback.
Yes.
GoodChristianFun@gmail.com. GoodChristianFun.com if you want to check our website. We got pictures up there.
A gallery, even.
We got a gallery.
I update it.
Yeah. Now that, that's Caroline's thing. And sincerely, we've enjoyed all your feedback. It's been great hearing from everybody, hearing topic requests and people talking about, you know, how the topics relate to them personally. And it's been really cool to connect with people in that way. And
totally.
I think what I didn't expect is how much this show would actually connect with people like out of the church or like our ex-Christians or like I thought it'd be more for non-Christians. It's just like a weird look, but it's been amazing to talk to people who are like who are out of it or still in it or struggling or whatever. So it's been fun to talk to all different kinds of people is what I'm saying.
And that was kind of the point, so we're glad.
So we want to lift all of you up too. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rate and review. Every review you leave, we're donating a dollar to a Hurricane Harvey charity, the Texas Diaper Food Bank.
Texas Diaper Dump Bank.
And helping out people affected by the floods in Houston.
I'm so sorry. It's a good cause. It's just that if you put diaper in something,
then you're just going to be set off.
I mean, it's a trigger warning right there.
So that was our charity for September. In October, we're going to do a new charity and a different charity focusing on a different area of need.
Yes.
In Houston. So far, we've raised over $300 for that charity too, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So by the next episode, we'll announce the new charity for the month of October. And all of Pod's people said, "Hey, oh, wait a minute. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Today. You've been
wonderful. What does the tomato say? You're super special and God loves you?
Oh,
very much.
Thank you.
And we love you very much.
Yeah.
Come back sometime.
Okay.
And all of Pod's people said,
Amen.
Mama number 5.
What we gonna do? The king likes Daniel more than me and you. Oh no, what we gonna do? We gotta get him out of here.
Yay!
Oh no, what we gonna do? The king likes Daniel more than me and you. Oh no, what we gonna do? We gotta get him out of here.
This four-piece band takes their name from 2 Corinthians 4:7. We're gonna see if we want to fall in love with them. Next week on GCF, we're listening to the self-titled debut album by Jars of Clay.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.